You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Juno Is with Floating, and we've got Juno Is herself in the studio. Morena McKenzie, how are you?
Hello, good, how are you?
Good, it's so nice to have you up here. I'm really pleased that we could get you in the studio to chat, because normally you're based down in Dunedin, so it's a real treat to have you in Auckland. And you are here for a very cool performance, which is part of the Live Nation Ones to Watch showcase. That sounds pretty exciting. How are you feeling?
A little bit nervous because I've never done anything like this before, but it's going to be fun, I think. Yeah.
You've been putting out some really awesome stuff over the last kind of year and a little bit, I guess, now that we've kind of been able to hear it outside of Dunedin. I'm sure you've been gigging for a long time before that. How has the reception been to the tracks you've been putting out?
It's been amazing. Usually I've played in bands playing drums and haven't really had much to do with anything else, so it's kind of nice having my own thing and seeing people's reactions to my creations. It's really cool.
Yeah. And you've been doing quite a bit of I guess the stuff that comes with making music, like putting together music videos, kind of getting out there and playing to crowds that maybe haven't seen you before. What have been some of the, I guess, most exciting things about the last year of releasing music and getting to do stuff like create these awesome videos that go with your tracks?
I guess it's been really cool, kind of like, I don't know, diving into this creative side of myself that I've never thought was there. It's just been such a crazy experience, and just like meeting so many cool people and just having lots of fun with it has been really, really fun.
Yeah, totally. You were saying you play drums in previous bands. Tell us a wee bit about how you kind of ended up deciding to do your own thing.
I guess I kind of just got sick of relying on people and other bands, and I just, as a drummer, I kind of, when I play gigs, I always dreamt of being up front, playing guitar and like actually dancing.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I was like, man, I wish I could just get up and dance.
Yeah.
And so, I kind of just got into like recording demos at home, bought a guitar, and then, just kind of started layering and, decided to go to record the EP after that. So,
It sounds like there's a really cool moment happening in the music scene down in Dunedin. There's been this kind of like surf rock wave that's come out with like Marlon's Dreaming adjacent bands and Goats and all that crew who kind of came through there. And it sounds like there's been that wave, and now there's all these other bands as well, kind of in the wake of that, that sound, have some surf rock inflections, but there's also like heaps of different elements coming in there. It's hard to avoid the classic Dunedin sound chat, but there's so much more to Dunedin music than that. What's your sort of experience, or like I guess like if you had to sort of sum up what is the Dunedin vibe at the moment in the gig scene, what would you sort of class it as?
That's a good question. I feel like it's kind of just going through like a bit of an experimental stage. You know, all those all those surf rock bands. They're still together, but they're kind of like spreading around New Zealand and kind of doing other things. But yeah, at the moment, I guess it's, yeah, just experimental sort of stuff. Lots of different variations of surf rock, like you were saying. And yeah.
It's pretty quiet. There's been some cool stuff coming out, though. I was thinking about that. We were talking earlier on in the show, actually, about that compilation that's just come out, and it could be right now. Yep. So much diversity on that one record.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What's the, like, gigging circuit in Dunedin? Where are the venues you play at? Who are sort of, like, some of the bands you enjoy playing with as well?
I like to play at Dive, and Starters Bar is the other one. But yeah, in terms of venues, there's not actually that much at the moment going on, so we kind of just hop between the two.
Yeah. It's a bit of a hard one for the, you know, whole country, really. We saw, I mean, up in Auckland, we saw big venues like the King's Arms, which like hosted so many massive gigs for, you know, decades, close in the last 5 years. And while we've got these awesome spaces that just do such an amazing job of like nurturing it, you know, we still need to see some new ones maybe open or some outdoor venues as well.
Yeah.
What do you hope, I guess, out of the weirdness of 2020, like bit of a shit year all round, but like what do you hope kind of the music scene takes from that weird time and moves forward into the future?
Good question. I guess more like collaborative things and like, you know, just making the most of being able to play live together and, you know, just all that sort of stuff.
And what's next for yourself? What are you going to be doing next?
I'm currently trying to play less shows. I played a lot of opening shows, like before and after COVID.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm kind of just wanting to tone it back and write an album.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I've just recorded 2 new songs and in the process of writing some more demos at home. So
that's great.
Yeah, just focusing on that.
I really like your lyrics are so, I find them really relatable. There's something kind of like lovely and introspective about them, but they feel kind of like thoughts that I have had in my head. And then I hear you playing, I'm like, yeah, I can completely relate to that. How do you write? Where does an idea come from for you?
It's a good one. It's kind of, I don't really think when I write. So I'll, you know, sit down and I'll play my guitar and I'll just kind of like blurt things out and then write it down or whatever and then read it and go, oh, this is actually what's going on.
Like, yeah.
I don't think about it consciously when I do it, but yeah.
It's like therapy.
It's like therapy. It's, yeah, it does fix a lot of things.
Go say all your things and then you're like, oh, that's what the problem
is. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
So when you do play live, who do you play with? Who's in your band?
So we're a 5-piece live. So I've got my drummer Seb, who's in another Dunedin band called Man Ray. And then I've got Judah Kelly on backing vocals and keys. And she's got a solo project called Judah Kelly. And then I've got Liam Taylor on lead guitar. And he's in a solo project called Sunflower Scent in Dunedin. And then Raz, who lives up here as well, so he plays bass. So cool. We're kind of doing like a long distance.
long distance band.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun that way.
Awesome. Well, enjoy the showcase. It sounds like it'll be a really fun night. I think also up on the lineup is Balu Brigada and Daily J. So it'll be real cool.
Yeah, I'm keen to see them.
Yeah.
It'll be sweet.
Have a fun time and thank you so much for coming in, Mackenzie, and chatting to us about your music. We've been loving it and I'm looking forward to hearing the new stuff that comes out.
Thank you.
Let's have a listen to So Hazy. You're on 95BFM. This is The Breakfast Show.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.